And the federal opposition now has a new leader. Anthony Albanese will take Labor's top job, claiming the position uncontested after other challengers withdrew. For more on this, I'm joined now by political reporter Stephanie Boris in our Canberra studio. And Steph, in the end, it was a one-man race. Anthony Albanese is now Labor's leader-elect.
Well, nominations, Saba, for the job have officially closed. So, as you said, it makes Anthony Albanese the next leader of the Labor Party. Now, this all goes back to the way it forms in terms of the rules introduced by Kevin Rudd some years ago with how they choose the Labor leadership. So what happened was last week, nominations opened. Anyone is able to put their hand up. And if there's more than one person, the decision is made by both party members and caucus. However, there was no one to choose from because Chris Bowen pulled out before the nominations opened, even though he said he was interested in the role. And of course, Jim Chalmers and Tanya Plibersek both said they were canvassing their options, but decided not to contest.
And it looks like it's a pretty similar story with the deputy leader's position as well in terms of being uncontested.
Yeah, Richard Miles, so he's from Victoria, he's from the right faction, he's set to take on the job, but this is a position caucus, if there was a contest, would be decided on by Labor MPs. So Claire O'Neill, who's also from Victoria and also from the right, was considering her options, but yesterday confirmed she won't officially put her hand up. And it means the Labor Party won't have a female in either of those top leadership roles. And for a party that prides itself on strong female representation, they have been pushed on this point. The Labor Party being asked, where is that strong female candidate? Now, the party argues there will be female leadership representation in other roles, such as in the Senate and shadow ministry. But now there's actually no point of difference between the major parties because the leaders there are men.
Okay, and it sounds like that's all going to be endorsed by caucus later this week on Thursday. What happens then to their agenda and policies?
Well, they're going to have to work through that, aren't they, Saba, after the defeat at the federal election. Publicly, Labor MPs have said that, yes, they do need to take a re-look at policies as to which ones they dump or whether they tweak them. That's a matter that will be decided by the team. That's what Anthony Albanese has said in the past week. He's interested in a team approach.
That's our reporter, Stephanie Boris, with me there at Parliament House for the latest.